Hi, my name is Peter, probably better known as Blasty in the Computer Hacking Underground. And I spent my spare time working on breaking the security of various gaming consoles, so video gaming, peripherals, and all consoles belonging there. So basically what I'm going to be talking about today is a short introduction for any aspiring hacker or any aspiring programmer who wants to get into the game of breaking video game console security. So, to a lot of people, breaking the security of these types of systems, it seems like a really daunting task. And I have to admit, it is. It is mostly not something you can do all by yourself. So you will probably have to find some like-minded people. But for every device out there, whether it's a video game console or just a VCR recorder or a DVD player or maybe an internet modem, there is always a small community or sometimes slightly bigger community that is focusing their efforts on this type of work. So before you start diving deep into a system that you have no idea about, it's usually a good idea to open Google first and punch in a bunch of keywords and see if you can find any community or wiki or related webpage, so you can look into prior research done on these platforms. Especially when you are new to reversing and breaking embedded systems, a lot of stuff can seem like really difficult or complicated to begin with. So I would suggest you always start small. For example, one of the things I started with 10 years ago when I got interested in video game consoles was, I was still an avid video gamer myself back then, and I wanted to enhance my games in a way that, you know, I would become invincible. Or I used to own a Game Genie for the Nintendo Entertainment System, and as a kid this seemed like a magical device to me, because you can punch in these weird codes and then it will have side effects and that get introduced into the game. So you get infinite lives or invincibility, or you could skip to any level you wanted. So basically I took this as a task upon myself to figure out how these codes are made and if I can make some of these codes myself. And after lots of digging around and reading tutorials online, not really having a good idea of what I was doing, but I somehow managed to get somewhere, and this piqued my interest to dive further into this. If we look at the security systems of video game consoles nowadays, we can see that they're really stepping up their game and advancing the security and DRM mechanisms of these systems to a point where it becomes a full-time job to actually investigate all of the parts and figure out how all of it works in order to break it. This complexity and these complicated security systems that they are starting to introduce also means that they're putting out a very big and complicated system with lots of different components that can be attacked individually or usually aren't coupled in the proper way. So like, say you have a development team and that is responsible for one part of the security design, and then there's another team which does the second part, and then at some point they have to glue it together and to turn into a full security system. And this is where they usually make big mistakes. For example, back in 2006, I purchased a Nintendo Wii console, and we started poking around in this thing. And well, back then I really didn't have much of a clue about assembly, so I needed to pick up PowerPC assembly because the Wii is using a PowerPC processor. And so I started to learn these things, and I started to engage in the community. And eventually some people actually released a public exploit for Nintendo Wii. And this exploit is basically a save game exploit for Zelda the Twilight Princess, which is a first party title released by Nintendo, and is one of the most popular games for the Wii. So pretty much anyone who owned the Wii at that point also owned that game. So this was a nice way to get pretty much anyone who owned the Wii into hacking the system with a ready-to-use exploit. So I started poking around, and eventually I teamed up with the guys who wrote the exploit, and I offered to write a loader mechanism. So what this does is you only need to run the exploit once, and then a piece of our code installs a channel to your Nintendo Wii. So this is like a little icon you get on your dashboard. And after this, the hack is persistent, so you won't need to boot up the Twilight Princess every time. You just can go into the dashboard of the Wii menu, click the homebrew channel, and from there, we basically open a TCP port on your Nintendo Wii, and you can send your custom code to there and it will run it. So this sort of gives you a fast turnaround for testing out code on your Wii. And there was another group of people who developed an entire software development kit around this. So this includes a compiler, libraries to display video or make audio, stuff to talk to the Wiimote controllers, so you could actually swing the Wiimote and read out using code what the X, I, and Z axis positions are. And from there on, people took it further and they developed lots of games. They ported popular emulators, so you can now run old, even Sega games on your Nintendo Wii. You can run old Nintendo games. Of course, there's also people who developed what we call backup loaders. So basically, these allow you to attach a USB hard disk to your Nintendo Wii in order to play pirated games. This was not our primary focus, and we've never really condoned it because we didn't want to get into any trouble, and we were out there with our names on our website, so didn't seem like a good idea at the time. Eventually we also released a bootloader replacement for the Nintendo Wii, which makes it even more safe to play around with the system, and if you somehow manage to break something, software-wise, not hardware-wise, then you could restore a non-good copy of your system back to the Nintendo Wii, and it would function as if normal again. And yeah, so basically we made the path for people to experiment with this hardware, and well, they've done things that are really beyond my own imagination. I mean, I'm a hacker at heart. I'm not really a game developer, or I don't write applications for end users. I just like to pick apart things and, you know, give people something to work with. So basically, from our efforts, we created an entire community that is focusing on writing third-party, unlicensed games and applications for this platform. And I think it's a really great thing, because if you wanted to do commercial development or even uncommercial development for Nintendo, you would have to purchase a dev kit of them, which is first of all very expensive, and second of all, they might not license it to you at all. So you have a nice piece of hardware at home, but you cannot actually take advantage of it. So what we did is we provided people with a way, or amateur programmers with a way, to write their own games and applications for Nintendo Wii. I hope with this short introduction that I can inspire you people to also start looking at video game consoles and alternative ways to use these systems in a way that they weren't designed for. So step aside from the normal games for a moment, and have a look at what kind of communities are brewing around these devices, and what kind of capabilities people have figured out, and how you can enhance your own experience with the hardware that you purchased and that you basically own. It's your hardware, right? So you should be able to do anything you want with it. Thank you for listening.